This is Kevin Burke from the Thumbs in Pockets chapter of the Andy Griffith Show Rerun Watchers Club, welcoming you to Burke on Mayberry. This episode is one of my all-time favorites. It's called The Haunted House. It aired back in 1963 on October the 7th, was written by Harvey Bullock, and was directed by Earl Bellamy. 3 years after this episode was made, remember this is season four, Don Knotts makes the movie The Ghost of Mr. Chicken. And if you watch this episode, or if you've seen it before, you'll know exactly why. Don Knotts gets to show some of his physical comedy, and he really gets to show it off in the movie 3 years later. So again, I really believe, and as most people believe, that the movie was based upon this particular episode, or this episode at least had a heavy influence on what happened in that movie. But anyway, this particular episode opens up with Opie and an unnamed friend walking down the street. Now this unnamed friend is going to be part of the trivia question at the end of the episode, so just stay tuned and you'll see what the question is going to be and see if you can figure out the answer. But they're walking down a dirt road and they're talking about playing baseball, and Whitey Ford and Mickey Mantle again gives realism to the show because they're using real baseball players that everyone would recognize, particularly of that time in the 1960s. And basically, the unnamed boy throws a pitch to Opie, takes a very good swing. If you're a sports enthusiast, you can tell Opie knew how to swing the bat. Ball goes through a window into the Rimshaw house. Well, the problem is the Rimshaw house is a haunted house. And I remember, again, I grew up in North Carolina, and there was always a house in almost every neighborhood or somewhere close by that everyone thought was haunted or something had happened on that at that particular house. So it sort of brings back a little bit of my childhood memories as well. So anyway, the boys moves very slowly toward the house. And I mentioned that because we're going to see some similarities a little bit later in the episode. And they hear a noise, and then they run away. Well, the next scene, we see Otis is in jail for, again, drinking too much. And Andy tells him it's time to get out. And again, we get to see what's so funny. Otis reaches through the jail cell, gets the keys, and starts to let himself out. Barney doesn't think Otis is ready to be released, and so he wants to give him a sobriety test. Now, this particular sobriety test was going to be to jump rope. And while they're getting ready to have Otis jump rope, he doesn't actually jump rope yet. Or he actually doesn't in this scene, but he makes up a funny rhyme, which I think you'll enjoy, about gin. The boys rush in, and they start talking about the Rimshaw house. They're out of breath, and Barney, you know, acting like the big man, tells them there's nothing to fear but fear itself. And so the boys leave, and Barney says something about maybe the boys should have been sent back to the house to get the ball, so like falling off a horse, you need to get back on as soon as possible. Well, Andy starts to sense that Barney may not be as brave as he's acting, and so he tells Barney to go get the ball out of the house. Well, immediately we see Barney's reaction. Again, Don Knotts' physical comedy is just unbelievable. It really makes the show. But we can see immediately that he's very reluctant to want to go to the house, and he does everything he can to stall. And finally, Andy confronts him, and of course, Barney denies that he's scared. And as he's starting to go out to the house in his reluctant manner, Gomer comes in, and Barney asks Gomer to take a ride with him. Notice he doesn't tell Gomer where he's going because he knew that Gomer wouldn't go with him to the Rimshaw house. Well, the next scene, we see the squad car pull up. You get a very good shot of the license plate on the front, JL 327, and they arrive at the Rimshaw house. And one of the things I want you to notice here is they're talking, Barney and Gomer are talking about going in the house, and they're arguing about who's going to go in and who's going to look over the car. And Barney says to Gomer, "I said it first." Now, if you remember earlier in this episode when the kids were talking about who's going in the house, the kids also said that to each other. So one of the things I want to point out, as I've pointed out in previous podcast episodes, is many times Barney's thinking is presented as childlike. There's even one episode where Andy asks Opie what he's thinking to try to figure out what Barney's thinking. So again, this is a commonality between Barney's thinking being similar to how kids think. So Barney and Gomer slowly approach a house, again, similar to what the kids did. Barney gets near the door, barely opens the door. They hear a sound, they run away. Again, similar to what the kids did. So Barney goes back to the courthouse. Gomer's not with him this time. And tells Andy about what he does have to fear is fear itself. And so Andy said, thinks this is all foolish, and said he'll take Barney and Gomer back to the Rimshaw house. Now, this is probably my favorite part of this particular episode. As they're walking inside the Rimshaw house, it's almost as if Barney and Gomer have their chin on Andy's shoulder. And when Andy notices the ball on the floor, I mean, they walk in unison. Andy bends down to get the ball. Barney and Gomer bend down with their chins almost on Andy's shoulder. It's just hilarious, and they continue to walk that way. As they walk a little further, Andy decides to go into another room and investigate, and Barney and Gomer continue to walk, and all of a sudden, Gomer disappears. He goes into a side wall, and again, Don not showing his physical expressions. He's calling for Gomer. He realizes Gomer's not behind him. He starts feeling behind him. He's too scared to turn around and look, and he says, Gome? I guess short for Gomer by one letter. And so Barney all of a sudden gets nervously excited. Andy comes back in and he tells him that Gomer's gone. All of a sudden Gomer appears again, and Andy's feeling around, notices the wallpaper peeling, and feels and notices that the wall's warm. And Barney has an idea here that maybe there's some tramps or something hanging around in the house. And during this particular episode, at this point of the episode, we hear Gomer say, Shazam, which is a famous saying that Jim Nabors created for the character Gomer. And a lot of people can say that today, and they'll know exactly what you're talking about. So again, the camera also focuses on the Rimshaw portrait, and we see that the eyes are following Barney. Andy again leaves, even though Barney and Gomer want to get out of there. Andy goes and searches upstairs and tells Barney and Gomer to check out the cellar. And again, it's funny how Barney and Gomer are so scared and don't really want to check out the cellar. So they hear, they continue to investigate, and finally Andy knocks on the fireplace, and there's a return knock that none of the three men had actually done. And so Andy pretends to be scared, Barney and Gomer are scared, they run out of the house, at least Barney and Gomer run out of the house, Andy runs up somewhere else. Well, as they leave the house, we see who's actually been behind all these shenanigans. It's Big Jack Anderson, of infamous moonshiner, and Otis. And what their whole idea behind this was to keep people away from the Rimshaw house so they could keep their still up there. And so they think they've scared everyone off. What they don't know is Andy's still around the house, and Andy turns the floating axe trick on them, so they're afraid. They start to get afraid, and Andy rolls the baseball down the steps, so they hear that particular noise, and they realize they're not the ones doing it. So Otis and Big Jack Anderson take off and run off. Well, at this time, in the meantime, Barney and Gomer are outside by the squad car. They realize Andy's not with them, but Barney, being the loyal deputy, comes in from the back to try to find Andy. He's got his gun pulled out, and Barney sees the floating axe, and Barney is just seconds away from fainting from seeing the floating axe when Andy comes back and says, Barney, it's me. And of course Andy's discovered the still. And again, we find out the whole reason behind why they wanted to keep people away from the Rimshaw house. Now, this final scene, again, because of commercials nowadays, the increased number of commercials and time of commercials, you usually don't see this on a regularly played episode. We have a federal agent, Bowden, who appears outside the courthouse. Andy's sitting down on the bench outside the courthouse, and the federal agent's there to pick up Big Jack Anderson, somebody that's been out for a while. And Andy, of course, graciously gives credit to both Gomer and Barney for helping to capture the moonshiners, particularly Big Jack Anderson. And Agent Bowden talks about how it's good to have tough deputies who aren't afraid to take on tough tasks. And so Andy invites the federal agent inside to go in and meet Barney and Gomer. And when they go inside, Barney's inside jumping rope and saying his little saying. Certainly not the most macho thing you'd see a police officer doing. So again, another funny episode, one of my favorites. And I believe this episode was the precursor to The Ghost and Mr. Chicken that Don Knotts starred in 3 years later. Now here's the trivia question. This one's a little bit more difficult than some of the trivia questions that I've given in the past. But in the beginning of this episode, I talked about there's an unnamed friend in this episode. Says lines and has a prominent part, at least at the beginning of the episode. This kid should look familiar to you. Now, the actor who played the kid is known as Ronnie Dapo. That's D-A-P-O. And he was in another episode in which he played Arnold Winkler. Now, that's a big hint for you. So my question to you is, what was the name of the other episode that this unnamed friend was in? Again, Ronnie Dapo is the real kid's name. He played the character Arnold Winkler in another Andy Griffith Show episode. What was the name of that particular episode? If you think you know the answer to this trivia question, don't hesitate to email me at burke@imayberry.com. That's B-U-R-K-E at the letter I, mayberry.com. Send your answer in. I'll let you know if you got it right or wrong. Or if you're just one of those that likes to self-check the answer, you can go to burkeonmayberry.com and look at the list of podcasts. And beside the name of this particular podcast, which is The Haunted House, you'll see in parentheses the answer to this trivia question. Again, I enjoy doing these podcasts, and I appreciate all of you who are listening. I hope everything's going well with you. And as they would say in Mayberry, my best to you and yours. And thanks again for listening to Burke on Mayberry.